We're learning one halakha and the laws of Shinui Makom in the Seuda. So we learned in yesterday's halakha that according to all the poskim, if a person was eating fruit and in one location and then he left the location, he went outside and he came back, so he has to make a new berachot. He has to make a new beracha rishona. That's whether you hold like Rav Chisda, or whether you hold like Rav Sheshat, whether you hold like Maran, whether you hold like the Rama, all opinions say when it comes to perot, let's say Borei Nefashot items, apples, oranges, etc. Once you make a Shinui Makom and you come back, you need to make a new beracha. According to Maran, that halacha says that even if you left people behind, even if you left people sitting at the table with you, and you just walked out, even if people remained behind, you still have to make a new beracha. The law of leaving people behind, according to Shulchan Aruch, only applies to bread. But when it comes to perot, once you walk out, it doesn't matter what's behind you. However, there's an opinion that argues on the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Magen Abraham and the Eliyahu Rabba. They say that as long as you left people behind, you're still okay. And therefore, when you come back, you do not have to make new berachot. Halakha lema'aseh, safek berachot le'akel. And therefore, if a person ate fruits that are borei nefashot, let's take that today for the example, and he made borei ayats on the fruit, and he was sitting with people during a sit down together, and then he walked out of the house, he made shinui makom. When he comes back, we're going to rely on Magen Abraham and say Safek Berachot since he left people there. The question is, how many people do you have to leave there? Even though it says Haverim, that poskim say even one person is enough if you left there, even if that person is your wife, even if that person is from your household. That's a simple case. A husband and a wife sit down and they're going to have fruit. And in the middle, the husband is called out, he walks outside the house. He walks in front of the house, and then he comes back, and his wife is still sitting there, and she's still eating the fruit. Halacha will say he does not have to make a beracha rishona in such a case. But know that you have put yourself in a safek, because it's a machloket poskim. So don't do that, l'chatechila. Don't put yourself in a safek. But if you did, we're going to say safek berachot le'akel.